Finally, the new web is finished. It's good to have that done, but I'm still going to have to find a new cave soon now. This was such a great spot, but if a human managed to find his way here, there must be others nearby. Speaking of which, look who just woke up. Finding it a little hard to move? A bit disoriented? That's to be expected. Right now, you're at the back of my cave, hung upside down and encased in my silk. I couldn't just leave you in my web. After you fell into it and got it wet with your clothes, I had to take it down and remake it so I could catch some more prey. As for you, well, I couldn't keep you in those clothes, could I? They were soaked through by the rain, and you'd freeze to death. I decided instead to simply get rid of those rags and wrap you up nice and snug in some of my finest silk. It's soft, isn't it? Very warm, too. It needs to be to keep my prey preserved. Oh, it's completely useless to struggle. But please, keep doing it. Your little cries of desperation are so adorable. And watching you thrash and writhe about like that is hilarious. Trust me, you aren't getting out. But you're more than welcome to try. I see you've already given up. That's a shame, but it was very amusing while it lasted. You know, you're the first human I've encountered, and so far, everything I've heard about you is true. The way you just waltzed into my cave, completely uninvited, and waddled around like a klutz in the dark before falling and hitting yourself over the head. Clumsy and dumb. But with that look of terror on your face, very handsome. Confused and frightened at the same time. Delicious. Is this the first time you've been called handsome? Or are you surprised that I said it? I may be an arachne, but I'm still a woman! And I've got 8 eyes. I can see plainly what's in front of me. A strong, handsome man suspended in front of me with no hope of escape. Completely at my mercy. And with a lot of explaining to do. Tell me, why did you come here without my permission? Without even knowing me? What made you think it was a good idea to just barge into somebody else's home? Human! Just stop. Your stuttering, horrified voice is like music to my ears, but there's no need to explain. It's okay. I understand. I really do. Yes, I really do! I understand that a nice, ripe human has trespassed into my home and fallen into my web. And right now, I'm hungry. And you're just absolutely delicious. Your face! You are absolutely terrified right now. You're struggling even harder than before, aren't you? No. Shh. Human, stop. Human! I'm not going to eat you, human. I just wanted to see how you would react. And you gave me exactly what I was expecting. No, I'm not going to eat you. An elk had already fallen into my web 10 or so minutes before you arrived here. And besides, another thing I've heard about humans is that they don't exactly provide a good amount of sustenance. Well, not traditionally anyway. I'm getting more than my fill of amusement watching you squirm. I'm not going to kill you. I promise. The fact remains that you entered my home without permission, and I understand that you were trying to escape the storm, but I have to move now. I can't have humans knowing an arachne lives near them. They'll send a party to come chase me out, if I'm lucky. And if not, well, you know what they'll do. No, you do have to pay me back for all of this extra work that you've given me. This was the perfect cave, and I've lived here for years. You have to find some way to make this experience less stressful. How do you think you should go about doing that? Hunting for me? No, that won't work at all. Clearly, I do well enough on my own. I managed to catch you, didn't I? No, that's not going to happen. There is, however, something I did have in mind. Really? The answer isn't obvious to you? I'm a woman. And you're a man. A handsome, fit, and well-endowed man. Don't think I didn't take a peek when I removed those wet clothes. Hunting is far from the only service you can provide me, human. Your eyes are adjusting to the low light of my cave, I can tell. You like what you see, don't you? My full red lips, my glowing ruby red eyes. Keep looking. Look up. Or down, I guess, in your case. Just like a human, I also have breasts. But mine are so much better than a human woman's could ever be. Look at how large and perky they are. The nipples jutting out from the rest of my skin. Don't they look delicious, human? You made them that way. You made them that way with your body. But most importantly, with your fear, human. Your struggles have aroused me more than I've ever been before. Look even further. Look at the inviting hips that top my thorax. Look at my sex, human. Tight, quivering with need and anticipation, practically dripping with want. My voice alone aroused you. But now that you've seen my body, you're enthralled, aren't you? You know that you want me. I can see it in your eyes. I sensed the blood rush through your body to your cock. I can see by your expression that you are straining against the webbing, begging for it to be freed from its bounds. You're terrified. But you're horny, too. Give yourself to me. Beg for my embrace and my touch, my sweet prey. You Yes. You know exactly what I wanted to hear. Good boy. Very good. Your lips are delicious, human. Lust and fear practically leaks out of you. I can feel them trembling. As wonderful as that taste is, there is something else you can use those lips for. Breathe in the scent of my sex, sweet prey. It's intoxicating, isn't it? You want to taste it. You need it. Go ahead. Lick. Now! Yes! Oh, that feels heavenly. You're doing a good job so far, sweet prey. It's a delicious, isn't it? Oh, the fear is heightening your senses. It makes the taste almost overwhelming, doesn't it? It will make other senses overwhelming too, I assure you. A bulge has formed in the webbing. I wonder what that could be. Oh, stop licking for a moment. Should I let it out, my sweet, sweet prey? Should I let your poor cock out? It's so tight in there, isn't it? It probably hurts a little, huh? Poor baby. Poor, poor boy. Oh, you'll have to do better than that. At least, pretty please. Come on, after all the trouble you've caused me. Oh, such a hopeless boy. Very well, my prey. I will release you. Ah, yes. Perfect. So rigid and warm, twitching with need. Does being suspended in the air at the mercy of this beautiful spider excite you this much, my handsome little prey? It looks like somebody might be into bondage. Naughty boy! Now then. No, shh. No words. Let me enjoy this the way I see fit. Let me just get a feel for it in my hands. It's shaking as I grasp it. Your cock trembles with fear and lust, just as you do, my prey. Very good. Does that feel good? My silk is soft, but my hands are so much softer, aren't they? Tell me how soft they feel. Yes, I know, I know. I wonder what would happen if I were to take my hands and stroke you. The way you shook and jumped as I started to stroke you. How naughty. All wrapped up, hung upside down, and with a face covered in arachne pussy. And yet, you're still like a horny boy. My prey is such a submissive pervert. What am I ever going to do with you? Well, I suppose a little lubrication is something I could do. I know it feels good. My hands expertly gliding up and down your shaft. my thumb sliding over your glands. Surely you can think of a way to thank me, right? Lick! Yes, good prey. Good, sweet, obedient prey. Your tongue feels amazing. My prey is like an artist. I made quite the catch with you, didn't I? I think I might just have to keep you. How does that sound, prey? Would you like that? Would you like to stay with me? No, no, don't answer. Just keep looking. Yeah, like that. There will be plenty of time for you to decide that. I can feel you squirming around. You're about to come, aren't you, human? You're about to make a sticky mess all over my face. If I go faster, will that make you come? You're gonna come, my prey. Oh, you're gonna come. Oh, it feels so good. My hands and my spit on your big twitching cock. Stroking you up and down, faster and faster and faster, and yes, 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 and no! No coming! Not now. Yes, yes, squirm for me, yes. Oh, poor baby! Poor little prey. My poor sweet prey. I know, human. I know. You wanted to come, didn't you? Shh, shh, I know. Oh, you're thrusting forward so uselessly. It felt so good, and then I stopped, didn't I? Shh, shh, poor baby. Let me turn around and kiss you. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, shh, shh. You can squirm for me. Go ahead and squirm and thrust. It won't help you. It won't feel good unless I touch you again. You can't come until I let you come. You can thrust and squirm and squeal and beg, but I control your orgasms now. I control your pleasure. You belong to me now. I control every part of you. You come when I want you to, my poor, sweet little prey. I won't let you fall or get hurt or be in danger ever again. But I won't ever let you come until I want you to. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. Your face contorted in frustration and confusion. Looking at me with those desperate, pleading eyes. You look so helpless. Your lip trembling in fear and anger. You are so handsome. Turns me on so fucking much. If my hands can do that to you, I wonder what my mouth can do. Do you want to feel my mouth pray? Do you want to feel my full lips on your cock? Your face makes you look hesitant, but your eyes betray you, human. The fear in your eyes, it shows what you want. You're afraid I won't suck you. Well, that's something you don't have to fear tonight, my delicious prey. Let me start with just a little kiss on the head. Oh my, look, it jumped. What's that? You want to lick my pussy again? Oh, such a good boy for me. No, not right now. I need to hear your moans, prey. I need to hear you whimper and beg. Please make as much noise as you can. Nobody can hear you scream. And your eyes are shut so tight. Open your eyes. Open them now, prey! Are those tears, human? Is my poor, horny prey crying in front of a beautiful arachne? Oh, poor baby. Poor, poor little prey. It's okay. You can cry in front of me, baby. It's okay, just let it all out. You can cry all you want. You look so cute when you cry and beg for me like that. What's that? Oh, you're sobbing now. It's okay. Keep crying for me. Oh, you buried your face in my breast. My sweet, sweet little prey. Sweet little crybaby prey. You're scared and horny and frustrated and swinging back and forth, and nobody's coming. You're not coming. At least not until I say so. Shh, it's okay. Nobody can hear you cry. Nobody will judge you, and nobody will save you from me. All right, my prey, look at me. I said, look at me! Good boy. Now, I'm going to fuck you. And yes, you're going to get to come. I promise this time. I swear to you. Now, I want you to remember the first time you enter me. Keep looking in my eyes. Don't look away. I want you to never forget this pleasure. So as you enter me, I'm going to bite you. Right on the neck. Right here. As hard as I can. Hey! Shh! It's okay. I won't use venom. I won't poison you. I promise, my sweet, desperate little prey. But you want to come, right? You want to come inside of my tight arachne pussy? You do, I know. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt pretty badly, too. Here. Just breathe for me. Very good. In. And out. In. And out. Okay. Are you ready? Say yes and nod your head. Oh, the way you blurted it out. So precious. Okay, then. Here goes.
God, yes.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, your eyes are so wide now. I knew you could do it. Very good job. Yes. Thrust into me, my prey. You've earned the right. It's okay. Thrust into me. It feels so good. Oh, you are so big inside of me, and you're so desperate. It's tight, isn't it? And the moans and the sobs you make. Your cock throbbing inside me with every beat of your heart. Here, take my breast in your mouth, my good boy. Let me hold you against me. Yes! Fuck me! Fuck me as hard as you can! Oh, I feel your warm tears falling on my breast. I hear your whimpers and sobs, even as you suck as hard as you can on my nipple. Oh, it's so intense. I feel so alive. Let it wash over you, boy. Let the lust and pleasure and fear and everything else take over your mind. Give yourself to me. Give into pleasure and let yourself go. Yes, yes. Oh. You're gonna come soon, aren't you? Okay, no tricks this time. I'm a spider of my word. I'm gonna come soon too, but like before, I'm gonna bite you as we both come. What's that you said? Please? Please bite you? Oh, such a good boy for me. Now, I'm gonna count you down. And when I get to one, we come and I bite. Are you ready? Are you sure? Okay. Here we go. 5, 4, 3. 2, 2 and a half. 2 3/4. Okay, now. 1. Come for me, my prey. Human, you did such a good job. Oh, that feels so incredible. Oh, the look on your tear-stained face, the utter exhaustion. You look so sexy, my prey. However, you made quite a mess with my pretty little pussy, didn't you? Look as it drips down onto the webbing you're wrapped in. You come in into my home without permission, thrash around, and scream like a fly caught in a trap, and then you make a huge mess of not only me, but the clothes I provided you? Something has to be done about this. Let me just take your cock and stroke again. Oh, you're sensitive? I know you are. After a great big orgasm like that, your cock is all swollen. Yeah, you're still hard. Are you proud of yourself, little prey? Are you glad you made such a huge mess of my pussy? Answer me. Answer me! You aren't? And how come you're still hard? It hurts. It doesn't feel good when I stroke your cock after you come. Oh, my poor little prey has a sensitive cock. Tell me, does it hurt even more when I take my other hand and use my fingers on your head like this? Oh, that hurts even more? Well, what if I wrap my legs around you so you can't move and you can't try to thrust and move away as I do this? Yes! Scream for me, my prey. The tears are flowing from your eyes like the cum flowed from your cock. My hands don't seem so soft anymore, do they, human? Not when they take your big, leaking cock and twist the head. You look so divine with your face contorted in pain. And those tears, my goodness. You are going to soak the silk unless I do something about them. Here, let me lick them for you so that doesn't happen. Delicious. Good boy. You know, I could just keep doing this for hours, right? I haven't lost any energy whatsoever. And you have no chance to escape. I could make the rest of your life agony and just stroke and squeeze and twist your cock like this. And there's not a thing you could do. Is there, my prey? Open your eyes for me. Open them. Look at you. Crying and squirming and blubbering. A strong, powerful human hunter reduced to a whimpering infant. I must say, you look absolutely adorable right now. Deep down inside, you like the pain, the overstimulation. You like the attention from a beautiful woman, no matter what attention it is. So desperate. Such a poor little baby. I'll take care of you. Come again. I know you're about to. Go ahead! Yes, I know it hurts, baby. But there will be pleasure too, I promise. Tell me, would I lie to you? Come on now! Come! There's gotta be some more in there. Now! Now! I said, come for me, slave! Yes! There we go! Mary, good boy! Yes, that's a very good boy. You did good. Hey, shh. I'm done now. I promise, see? I let go of your cock. It's okay. It doesn't hurt anymore. No more pain. Shh. Mommy is here. You're okay. You're safe. You're safe with Mommy. I'll caress your hair and cheek for a little bit and calm you down. Try to breathe normally. Shh. 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 Very good. Good boy. That was really intense, huh? I know. But you did a really good job. You actually did a lot better than I thought you would. Well, I thought you were going to pass out, for one. But you didn't. You're a very strong boy. A very strong man. Hey, do you want me to get you down to the ground and take those webs off now? Okay, human, you got it. Now stay very still for me as I lower you to the cave floor. Oh, hold your head up like this so you don't hit your head on the way down. Here, bury your head in my neck as we descend. Let me hold you against me. There we go. Safe at the bottom. I told you I wouldn't let you fall, right? Now then, let's just get you out of this. Very good. Now you might be a bit weak and, oh, my, not so weak that you can't reach out and hug me. It's okay. Here, let me hold you. And you really did enjoy that, huh? Aw, I'm so glad you did, human. Here, let me look at your neck. See, it's not too bad. It's bleeding a little bit, but that'll go away soon. Let me just kiss it better for you. Oh, you look so content right now. You did a good job. Now then, I suppose you want to go home, right? I'm sure the storm is over. I can get you back to the mouth of my cave, and I can even make you some new clothing with my silk, so you can walk back and not be naked the whole way there. Although, it will disappoint me to no longer be able to see you naked. Or really, see you again at all, now that I think of it. I can't tell you where I'm going to go. I can't risk your people finding out where I live. They might want to kill me. You understand. Listen, it's best if we get you ready to leave as soon as possible. I don't want to get attached. What's that? You want to stay? You really did like having me torment you like that, huh? Well, I did say I would let you stay with me if you wanted. We'll have to come to a new cave just in case, but yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, you can stay with me. And you can hunt for me if you want to as well, even though I don't need you to, but yes, absolutely. Now, promise me no raiding party will come looking for you, armed to the teeth and ready to squash a spider. All right, good. Well, I'm very glad with the way things turned out. It's fortunate for me you fell in my web, little prey. Because now... I'm never letting you escape again.